If the U.S. does launch troops against Saddam Hussein, there's a good chance they'll be doing it from Qatar. Qatar is a small Gulf country that forms a sort of peninsula at the very southern end of Saudi Arabia. It's also been in the news recently as the home of the Arab language news service Al Jazeera. Still, few seem to know a lot about a place that may quickly become a staging ground for U.S. troops. Joining me on the line from Qatari capital city of Doha is NPR's Kate Seeley. Kate, you've covered the Middle East for a while now. Why is it that we don't know much about, or perhaps don't hear much about, Qatar?
Well, historically, not much has happened here until recently. Qatar is a tiny country, a little smaller than the state of Connecticut, and until the discovery of oil in the 1930s, it was best known for its pearl diving.
Who lives there?
Well, not too many people. The population is about 600,000, mainly other Arabs and Asians, some Westerners. There are, in fact, only 160,000 or so Qataris.
What kind of government are they under? One obviously friendly to the United States.
Yes, friendly to the United States, but like most of the Gulf countries, it's an absolute monarchy. But it has an interesting story. Its emir, Sheikh Hamad bin Khalifa Al Thani, staged a bloodless coup against his father back in 1995. Basically, his father was spending most of his time on the French Riviera, not doing his duty, so the son deposed him and embarked on a fairly radical path of reform for the region. Sheikh Hamad claims he wants to open and democratize Qatar, and the country is, in fact, preparing for parliamentary elections in 2004.
Recently, if we have heard of Qatar, it's probably been in connection with the Al Jazeera network that ended up there. How did that happen? Do you know?
Well, as I've mentioned, Sheikh Hamad, the emir, is big on reform, and the establishment of Al Jazeera very much fits into that agenda of his by creating a relatively free press in Qatar. But I think even more importantly, he's been very keen to put Qatar on the map, which Al Jazeera has done. I mean, there isn't anyone in the region who doesn't watch Al Jazeera because it's the only station that really takes on controversial issues. There's always the question of whether or not it's truly independent. It's meant to be independent and free of government control, though states that have been attacked by Al Jazeera often complain that it doesn't give Qatar the same treatment.
I take it that U.S. troops have already been preparing the ground there and are going to conduct a week-long military exercise. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. Some question why Qatar is so hospitable when many other Gulf countries don't want the U.S. around, don't want to let U.S. troops attack Iraq from their own soil. And I would say that most of the Gulf countries have been very hospitable. But the difference with Qatar is that because it's so small, it's not expected to face any domestic opposition to a U.S. attack on Iraq from its own soil, unlike a country like Saudi Arabia, where such an attack would be very unpopular and potentially destabilizing. So Qatar can allow an attack on Iraq from its soil because it doesn't really have to worry about internal dissent.
Do the Qataris get anything else from the relationship with the United States?
Yeah, they get a lot. I mean, as one Qatari said to me, we're a little fish in a sea of sharks. They feel very vulnerable. They're surrounded by some very big neighbors, Iran, Iraq, Saudi Arabia. You know, they try to maintain good relations with all of them, but being small and rich, they fear being gobbled up. So Qatar's emir has just decided that his country is better off with an American military presence, basically guaranteeing Qatar's safety and security, even if that means being unpopular in the region.
When the troops are there, what can they look forward to, and what kind of society is it?
Well, there's not an awful lot to do in Qatar. It's traditionally been a very closed society, and it's only begun developing recently, so it's very sleepy. Some people compare it to a retirement home. But U.S. troops will find shopping malls here. There are a lot of shopping malls, so they can go to JCPenney's, they can have a cup of coffee at Starbucks, they can go pick up a hamburger at Chili's, and there are also lots of beaches, so they can go get a good tan here. It's like Orange County, Southern California.
NPR's Kate Seeley in Qatar. Thank you so much, Kate, for the lesson.
Thank you.